Oh my god, I dreamt that I was working. let's see. So a portion of the dream I remember, I was going, there were three of us in a car, three guys in a car, and let's see, so outside of the dream, I have been following a lot the news that this new Android smartphone was going to be released on or announced on Tuesday, and because I wanted to get a new phone, I was following it, trying to say, wow, it's gonna be expensive, if I get it or not. So inside the dream, I guess we're finding out about this Tuesday announcement. Where did that detail come from? But I don't remember where that detail come from, but we're trying to find out some details. So we went into a supermarket or pharmacy, like Rite Aid or something, and while I was getting some things, were they for their work, but things, these two guys just talked to the cashier. apparently, and they're like, hey, can you help us out? So first they asked me to explain the various scenarios under which, and here's where the project transforms, because the project became something that similar to what I usually do at work, which is a person was gonna pay at the cashier, so, and then based on that transaction, our project was gonna recognize what language they speak. I don't remember what the next step was gonna be after that, but that was the first technical hurdle, identifying what language they're gonna speak. So they asked me to do a breakdown, because our first choice, there are a couple options. Our first choice was like, oh, well, I guess we can integrate something into the, what's it called? The, you know, there's this screen, there's this device with a screen that the customer faces, which asks them to sign their credit card, you know, that kind of thing. So we could have that thing display, you know, a multiple choice option with the language they speak, and then have them self-report their language. Like, I guess we would use that if you have no other choice. And then I broke down the other options. And then I went to buy something. And then in the meantime, these two guys went to talk to a cashier and asked, hey, can you help us out? We are doing this, working on this project, and we would like to talk to someone who we could ask about implementing this technology. And for some reason, the cashier decided to help us. So he didn't know anything, but he gave us someone higher up, maybe the manager. I don't know if the manager would know anything, but someone higher up, contact. And did he already give us their phone number? Is that what happened? But he was trying to remember that guy's email address, so he just jotted down a bunch of things on the paper, on a piece of paper, and then he was like, here. And while they're asking this question, this Rite Aid had apparently like two lanes of cashiers or something, so this one was getting there are like people piling up behind the line while they're talking. So when I returned to the cashier, to the like the that section of the supermarket before leaving, I saw them talking to the cashier. I said, wow, you guys made some progress. It's crazy. And one of the two guys, I guess he looked similar to this guy I met at the church. He was like, yeah, man, I just talked to the people like where they at, met them where they at, and you know, they opened up their hearts to me, and yeah, I was able to talk to them, and he was kind of proud, and yeah, it is an achievement, being able to get anything from the cashier. So, the cashier struggled a lot to get the manager's email. So apparently it was a.ia.jerry. Yeah, and he was, so when I arrived, he was about to give us the email address from memory, and he was going back and forth a lot, like he was like, I don't remember exactly, was it like Jerry, something like that? And then he jotted something on the paper. And I saw the email address and I was like, oh, this is long, I'm not gonna remember, so I need to write it down. So I tried to write it down and I was like fumbling along and not getting it down. So I took a picture. It took me a while to get the picture while there were more people piling up. And then we left. So the breakdown I gave them, the different options was, one, a manual entry, self-reported, so you use a screen app or something. Another option is try to see any commercial solutions that are out there to identify the person's language based on, I don't know, like credit card transaction or something, and hook into that. And there are a couple different subdivisions within the solution, but I just, because we need to cover a bunch of different scenarios, I was like, okay, we're gonna call this the magic cookie. And they're like, the magic cookie, what is that? And I was explaining, yeah, so there's maybe a solution out there, and you know, we just need to connect with them and then, you know, willing to sell us the data, and then we'll do it. But there's gonna be a lot, it's gonna be highly inaccurate, most likely. You know, think about it, we are gonna implement this only in the United States, but any of the 7 billion people in Earth could be visiting in the US and making a purchase. And whatever solution we are using, they have no idea who is out of the 7 billion people it is. And just based on this credit card swipe, they need to determine the language. The database might not be complete for everyone. And it needs to spit out some answer regarding what language they talk. So that's one solution, the magic cookie. Another solution, I guess, is we develop our own algorithm. And I don't know why it needed to be an offline. Yeah, here is mixing it up with with the phone announcement, but we're like, yeah, we could just install some program that, based on the information that gets passed on, the person's name gets passed on to the device when they swipe the credit card. So based on that name information, could infer the person's language. So one point of data could be in France. Also, exactly in France, there's this data set that matches, I don't know, something about like everyone who lives within France and the language they're likely to speak or something. So we can use that, although it's limited to one country. So, but it's something. And then I brought up APUX. APUX, Asian Birth and Death Registry. which is used can be used to identify Asian last names and which ethnicity they are. So that's another. So yeah, different data sets like that. And they're like, yeah, this this new phone chip that gets released is gonna be very fast and it can handle this artificial intelligence pattern recognitions even without being connected to the internet. So I could use that. And that was on now they realize is irrelevant to this because why would you not need the internet access? But so anyway, develop our own algorithm. That's option two. Option three, and there are a bunch that I need to go through, but within the dream I needed more time to explain each, and I don't remember them anymore. But there are a bunch. And but what the team member had asked that one question, like, okay, so what are we gonna do? Are we gonna have option one, that query without realizing there'll be a bunch more options? I was like, oh gosh, you know, there's a lot of options. There's a lot of scenarios in which you can carry this out. So anyway, so after getting that unexpected valuable information from the cashier, we got in the car and we're on our way back. And inside the car, there was this dog that was the pet of one of the members. I'm allergic. And fortunately, I had gotten the allergy antihistamine pill on Saturday because of our K-barbecue meeting with friends. So the effect of that allergy pill that was still in effect, and I realized, oh, I'm starting to get a little bit hard to breathe. But good thing I had the allergy pill because, you know, I didn't realize I was gonna get this dog in the car, which is a pretty hard situation. The airflow is limited. And I had worked a lot of hours that day. Like I spent the inside the dream, I spent the morning working on something. What was it again? So and it was already like 2 p.m. We had like barely eaten lunch very quickly because we were just running errands for something. And so we already had like 6 hours of work or something running this. And we were headed to the next destination and then I woke up. And I realized again, as usual, the CPAP machine, I was having trouble breathing, even with the CPAP machine on, and it's probably because my nose got stuffy, I think. Is that what happened? And it's 3 a.m., despite me having gone to bed at exactly at midnight, so, oh god, this is not good. And today's Monday, so I need to find some way to get back to sleep. And continue sleeping until the morning. Anyway, I had never dreamt that I was working on like a voter language recognition project, which is one of these banes of our work. So that was hilarious.